Harper Audio presents It's Dangerous to Believe, Religious Freedom and Its Enemies by Mary Eberstadt, performed by Margaret Winston. In a free country, we punish men for the crimes they commit, but never for the opinions they have. President Harry S. Truman. Introduction. Among the Believers, or Why I Wrote This Book. Where will we go? The first time I heard an American Christian ask this shocking question was around 3 years ago. Following a public talk in downtown Denver about religion and secularization, subject of my last book, I was invited to dinner with a dozen or so guests at someone's home in the Rocky Mountain foothills. It was a lively, loquacious evening. Most of those present were college-educated professionals, some with advanced degrees. All happened to be practicing Catholics, and all leaned toward the conventional end of the religious spectrum. As the conversation revealed, they were also involved in various charities, beginning with our hostess, who had just started up a new program for homeless women in a blighted area of downtown. The company was inspiring, the atmosphere festive, and the dinner talk ranged over books and theater, local and national politics, and other engaging fare. Then someone brought up the question of children, a number of whom were also present, and the barometer of merriment plummeted. How, someone asked as she cradled her infant, could Catholic parents protect their sons and daughters from the toxic surges of today's society, especially the rising bellicosity toward...